You know, one thing that's great about being Catholic is we have the saints. We have all these saints who have gone before us, all these Christians who have gone before us that show us the example of what it looks like to follow Christ. And it's so interesting to look at the variety of saints. You have saints, I would think of somebody like a Saint Teresa of Lisieux who was, I mean, even from a child she understood the need for holiness. Yeah, she could be a spoiled brat. If you read her autobiography, she could be kind of a spoiled brat at times, but she still understood the search for holiness. You have other saints who lived very despicable lives, like Saint Augustine. Very despicable person. I mean, he followed any political or philosophical movement he could. He was shacked up with a woman for years, even had children out of wedlock with her. By the way, one of his sons, illegitimate sons, also was a saint. So that could work out too. But eventually he had a conversion and was ordained as bishop and became this great philosopher and theologian, one of the greats in church history. You get somebody like a Saint Francis of Assisi who's known for peace, for desiring peace, and for renewing the church. And on, you can go all the way through all these different saints, and so many different saints. And I hope we all have a saint we're attached to, a saint that we have a particular devotion or love for, someone that we want to emulate in our lives. You know, perhaps we have a patron saint. You know, we talk about churches having patron saint. Of course, our patron here is the Sacred Heart of our Lord, but other churches, you know, Saint Anne, Saint Joseph, and so on, you know, they have different saints they are a patronage of. Well, I hope we as individuals have that. And maybe it's a saint who we share a name with. We were named for, we share a name with. For example, my middle name is Dennis. Now it's the more Irish spelling with the two N's, but I have a devotion to Saint Dennis, who was D-E-N-I-S, because of that. And he was the first saint, he was the first bishop and martyr of Paris, France, for example. So maybe we've got a connection through a name. Maybe our birthdays, on our birthday, there's a particular saint celebration that we have attachment to. Or a career. You know, a lot of saints have different patronages. Like Saint Joseph is the patron of carpenters. Not a surprise there. You know, I have a devotion to St. John Vianney because, of course, he's the patron saint of priests. He was a pastor, not just a priest, but of parish priests, and so on. Maybe there's a saint that their story connects with us. You know, we read their stories and we hear about them, and their lives connect. For example, there's Venerable Matt Talbot was the Irishman who really promoted the teetotaling movement, the movement of taking the promise. You might hear some of the older Irishmen talk about where they promised not to use alcohol because Venerable Talbot was an alcoholic who swore it off and struggled with it throughout his life. So he's become a kind of a patron for alcoholics. Or maybe it's because of something these saints are known for. When we were over in Italy, in Assisi, we got to visit the gravesite of Blessed Carlos Acuti. He was a 16-year-old boy when he died from leukemia, but he was known for putting up a website on the internet talking about Eucharistic miracles. And so he's known for being, you know, just typical young adult. He played video games. He was buried in basically like a sports jacket, you know, not like a suit, but like a Nike jacket and Nike shoes and things like that, in blue jeans, very much like what kids today would still wear, things like that. Another connection we might have with saints are our ancestry. Again, I mentioned Irish, but of course, you know, a lot of those who are descent from the Irish, they have St. Patrick as a patron. Or those who are Native American have Blessed Kateri Tekathwitha, who was one of the first Native American saints. And so on and so on. We can go on with this for a long time, but I hope that somewhere along the way you have picked up a saint that that you have a particular devotion and love for. Now, it's interesting, as I've been talking about this, I've talked about venerable and blessed and saint. And of course, these are the saints that we know. These are the people that we know have made it to heaven. And there's this whole process that goes on to determine whether or not someone is a saint. You know, people a lot of times want to say, oh yeah, my loved one just died and I know there's another saint in heaven. Well, maybe. But there is a process the church goes through. We call it the process of canonization. That's the formal way that someone is named a saint. That doesn't mean that's all of the saints, however. All of the people have made it to heaven. There are many, 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 many people throughout the 2,000-year history of the church who have made it to heaven. They are saints. They just are unknown. In so many little towns like Cascade or big cities or wherever, there are those people who lived that life of virtue. They lived that life pointing to Christ. And you might know some people that lived that life, that you could see the holiness radiating off of them in everything they do. I think of a person I knew in Malta who she prayed the rosary constantly. So many rosaries were celebrated on it or were prayed on a daily basis by this person. She was just a wonderful, holy person. Now, am I going to say she's a saint? I can't declare that. I'm not the Pope. But she could very likely be one of those saints who are in heaven, who we don't know, who are gathered around us now. Because when we celebrate Mass, when we come for Mass, we are surrounded by the saints. We are surrounded by them. These are people, as I've said, have quietly lived lives of virtue. And we will never know who they are until we're up there with them. And they may be people that you look at and say, that person lives holiness. You see it in them. It radiates off of them. And it may even be people that think, that guy's the most despicable person I've ever known, but had a conversion at their last moment. But they are there in heaven. Today, on this Feast of All the Saints, we ask all of those saints, whether the big name ones that we know or the little quiet ones that no one knows, to pray for us, to pray for us as a church, that we may follow their example, that we may live those lives of holiness, that we may live those lives that lead us and lead to others around us to Christ, so that one day we may join them in that eternal joy of heaven. Because that's ultimately what being a saint is about entering into that eternal joy of heaven, and may join in the praise and worship of God at the foot of his throne.